Today's daf Chav Ches. So we are on, I believe, the bottom of Chazayin Amud Beis, by Shaul Talmid of Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, which is the third to last line. We're in the midst of all these discussions and conversations where people are asking a gedolim why they were zochet such a live a long life. And every time that you go through them, the test is to figure out what did they do that was so great. Like sometimes it seems that they're doing things that are just, that's the mitzvah. Like, what do you want, a cookie? That's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, it seems that they must have gone above and beyond, and that's why they were zochet. So, Shaul Talmid of Rabbi Lazar and Shamua, why were you zochet to have such a long life? Amar lahem, miyamai lo asisi kapandri lebeis hakneses. I never used the shul as a shortcut. I didn't cut through there, you know, that's not covered for the shul. But, I mean, that's the halacha. Well, okay, velo pasati al roshe am kadosh. So when everybody was, I never walked on the heads of the holy nation. I mean, when everybody was sitting down for the shir, I didn't walk through them to get to the front because it looked like I'm trampling on their heads. It looks like it's bizayon to everybody else. Velo nasati kapai below bracha. And he never duchen, I guess he was a Kohen, he never duchen without making a bracha. Rashi says, l'duchon l'birkos kohanim, l'fi shekohanim tzrichim l'varech, b'ruch Hashem l'keinu melcholam, shek nishanu, b'kdusha shoshalaron. Again, so what did he do that was above and beyond what the halacha is? If you have to go figure out what that meant. So shal talmidav es r'preida, they asked r'preida, v'ameh harach l'yomim, why were you zocheh? The long life. Amar lahem, miyamai lo kidmani adl beis ha-medrash, he was always first to the beis ha-medrash. Below Beirachti Lifnei Kohen, I didn't bench before Kohen. I will always let the Kohen go first. Below Achalti Behema Shlo Hurmu Mat Noseha, I never ate from an animal that didn't have the Matnos Kahuna taken off from it. I mean, the Zroa Lachaim the Keba. The Gemara is going to ask on that one. Why is that? Isn't that halacha also? What's the special?
Who's the one who never? So nobody ever came before, nobody ever left.
Yeah, I remember there was something. There was another person.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer. But this is. This is Rabbi Preza. Okay.
Yeah, because you said it's the only time that he does this was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. The only two times that he lived before everybody else.
Right. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yitzchak's the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's forbidden to eat from an animal that didn't have the certain pieces, the matnos kahuna, taken off from them. But I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said, kol ha'ocha b'behemesh l'hormu matnoseha, kilo ochel tevalim. They said that it's easy to eat tevel, like eating truma that hasn't been taken, it's tevel. V'les hilchak v'asei. And the halacha doesn't follow them, which means it's mutter to eat from the animal before the matnos kahuna are taken off. But nevertheless, Rav Preida was machmir to first take off the matnos kahuna and then eat it. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Velo barakut ne kohen." He never gave the bracha. He never benched. He never gave the bracha before a kohen. So the Gemara says, "Lameimra demal yusuhi." Is this really that? That applies to all kohanim, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. What if the kohen's an amaretz? Right? Lameimra demal yusuhu. But Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, "Kol tam lechacham she mevarech lefanav afilu kohen gadol amaretz." Also, Tam Chacham Chayiv Misa. It's probably hyperbole, but he says that any Kamal Chacham who allows a Kohen, even a Kohen Gadol who's an Amah Aretz, to bench before him, he's Chayiv Misa. But Shneamar, as the pasuk says on Mishle, Kol Masniei Avumavis, Al Tikrum Masniei Ella Masniei, which means whoever causes people to hate me. So if you cause people to hate me, meaning Hashem, if you give kavod to the Amah Aretz, people say, why can't you come to Amaretz for? It caused people to say, why should I learn Torah? Why should I be involved in anything? Because you're just giving to this Amaretz all the honor. But you see from here that it's not that such a milah to always give the Kohen to go before the Talmud Chacham to bench. So why is that such a good thing that Rabbi Preida did? So Gemara says, no. Kika Amarhi, when Rabbi Preida said they never benched before a Kohen, that's Bishavin. That's when it was somebody who was equal to him. He wasn't, I guess, I don't know how many people were equal to Rabbi Preida, but there must have been a few, and he always let the Kohen go first. Again, that seems to be the halacha. Like, why is it? Like, why is that something that is causes him to have Arichas Yomim?
Do we know what Arichas Yomim means in this case?
I'm assuming it means a long life, because these are all Tanaim and Omararim who happen to live a long time. Okay. So, Shal Talmid HaVesra, Nechunya Ben Hakana. Yes, Rabbi Nechunya Ben Hakana. Bameh HaRach Yomim. And you have such long days, right? Amar lahem, miyamai lo niskabadati beklon chaverai. I never took honor at that would cause bizayon to my friends. Again, Okay, that's what we're supposed to do, right? Right. Velo alta al mitasi kilas chaverai. I never went to bed before I forgave anybody. Before I forgave everybody, that they cursed me or caused me pain, similar to saying I'm apil, right? I never went to bed like that. I always forgave everybody, right? And vachron b'moni ha'isi. He was very easy with his money. He wasn't stingy. Right, so the Gemara says, "Lonis kamarti beklon chaverai." So what's an example like that? So it's funny, they give an example, not Rav Nechunya ben Akana, but they give an example of somebody else. Kihad Rav Huna. Similar examples like the mice that happens Rav Huna. Right, the Rav Huna dari mari akatve. He was carrying this hoe on his shoulder. Asa Rav Chana bar chaniloi mikadari minei. So Rav Chana, so the Rav Huna, who's a big gadol, is carrying this burden. So he comes and he takes it from him to carry it himself because of the kavod of Rav Huna. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna says to this Rav Chana, "E regilas de daris b'masach." If this is something that you typically would do, you normally carry, I guess, gardening equipment, then fine. Then dari, then you can carry it. E lo, but if you're not doing, you don't normally carry this, but you're only doing it because you're trying to give me kavod, so therefore I'm giving you bizayon because of my kavod, then it's yukrik ana bizyulus didach lonichale. It's not good for me, it's not noachli, and not, I don't like the fact that I'm getting kavod at your expense. So if it's something that you normally do, then that's your norm. But if it's not something you normally do, then I can't get kavod at your bizayon. Okay. Then Gemara had said that Rav Nechunya lo alsa amitasi klilas chaverai. He never went to bed with the curse of his friend still on him. Kiha, like this following story, the Marzutra, Kavisol Kipurye, when Rav Marzutra, when he would Soli Kipurye, when he'd go to his bed, right? I guess when he would go up to sleep, Amar, he would say, Shrilan the Kolman the Tsarin. I'm mochel to everybody who caused me harm. Okay, and then it says about Rabbi Chunya also that Vachram b'mamoni ha'yisi, he was very easy with his money, he wasn't stingy. Damar Mar, as the Mar said, Mar was first said before. Oh, the Damar Mar is quoting the Gemara in Bava Basra. Iyo Vachram b'mamoni ha've. Iyov himself, there's a whole Gemara there in Bava Basra, and that's Tesvav, that goes through Iyov, who wrote Iyov, stories about Iyov. He said, Iron was Vachon b'mamoni havei, shemeniach pruta lechadvani b'mamonei. He would always tell the storekeeper, you know, keep the change. I guess the storekeeper needed. He would say, meniach pruta lechadvani b'mamonei. So too, I guess, Nechunya ben Akana was always tell everybody to keep the change. Or he actually put real money as opposed to the pennies into the tip jar right outside the, you know, by the storefront. Okay, Shal Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol. So now Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, who must be different than Rabbi Nechunya Akana. No, but here he says that it is Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So that's the same Rav Nechunya ben Akana that he asked before. And now he gives him a different answer. Okay, he says, "B'meh harach yamim? Why'd you live so long?" So, Atu Gavzai. So Rav Nechunya's, I guess, his henchmen, or you know, his gvirim, the kamachule, they started hitting Rabbi Kiva because they think that Rabbi Kiva is saying, "Why you live so long? It's hard for you to die. You're done. Your time has passed." So, Solik Yosef Areshad Dikla. So Rabbi Kiva ran up to the top of the palm tree to hide. Now, I remember, I think there's a story in Kedushin also where Rabbi Kiva runs up onto a palm tree. I don't remember exactly what the story is, but I don't think it's the first time or the only time we see Rabbi Kiva hiding in a palm tree. So Amar Lei, so he says to Rav Nechunya, Rebbe, he says he's going to try to prove to them that he's not just there to, you know, to try to needle him. He's actually asking him because he wants to know. So he tries to prove to him that he gives it to ask him a shayla. So Amar Rebbe says to Rav Nechunya, the pasuk says by the Korban Tamid, as a keves echad taseh beboker, right? Im nemar keves, which is singular, lama nemar echad. Why does it say echad? Keves echad is just a keves taseh beboker, va keves taseh benarayim. Why does it say? So Amar Lehu, what? So Amar Lehu, they said, so now these, the Gvirim said, ooh, okay, maybe he's not such a oisvorf, maybe it's a Surban Branenu. He is a Talmud Chacham. So Shavku, so they said, okay, we're not going to hit you. So he comes down. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nechunya first answers his question. He says, Echad, which means, Miyuchad Shebe Edger. It has to be the best, right? You take from the flock. You have to take the best from the flock in order to be, not just one, but singular. It has to be the best of the flock. Amar Lei, so Rav Nechunya says back to him, Miyamai lo kabalti matanos. I never accepted gifts. Right, velo amadati al midosai. I wasn't such a. I was a vatron. Right, I was okay. Right, vatron b'moni ayisi. And also, I wasn't stingy with my money. Lo kibalti matanos ki had the Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Lazar said, kavim mishadrin matanos mei nasiya. When they used to send him gifts from the house of the Nasi, lo havi shakil, he won't accept him. They would invite him to come eat with them, he would not go either. But Amar Lohu, when he would say to them, lo nichluchu, it's not Noach, it's not good for me to accept your the echya. Sorry, he says to them, what, you don't want me to live? Lo nichluchu echya? The Pasuk says in Mishlei, son of the Matanos Yechya, the one who hates gifts, he's the one who's going to live. So therefore, and Rav Nechunya was mocking that as well. Rabbi Zeira, is a little different. When they would send him gifts from the Nasi's house, lo havishakel, he wouldn't accept it. However, kiav mezamin le, but if they would invite him to go, then he would go azil. But Amri said, why? He says, why are they inviting me? That's not a gift for me. They're inviting me because it's covered for them for me to be there. So therefore, I'll go. It's a yukrei demisraki b. They're mekabin me, and that's their hana. Which is a similar also Gemara Kedushin. If you marry, if a woman says, if you say Arayt Mekudeshes with a Talmud Chacham, and he's Mochel or something, the fact that she is being Mekudeshes to him, that's enough Hanar for her to accept the Kedushin. Gemara, and I think Kedushin of Hey or Vav or something like that. But I'm just showing off for Marcel. So, I sometimes remember a few Gemaras also. So, below Amalti Al Midosai, you know, I was okay. I didn't stand on ceremony. The Amar Rava call him Mavir Midosai. Whoever does that, Mavir Mena Kol Peshav is forgiven for all his sins. If you don't act, harshly towards everybody else, so Hashem's also going to forgive you. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Micha, Mikal Kamocha, Nosei Avon Beovero Pesha. Lemi Nosei Avon. To who is his sins forgiven? Right. This, part of the pasuk is that we're talking about the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The drasha here is, minose avon, who are we mochel someone's sins? Lemisha overall pesha, the person who forgives the iniquity of his friend. Shaul, like that word. Shaul Revi. So Rebbe asked Rav Shuv ben Karcha. Rebbe asked Rav Shuv ben Karcha, b'me'er achta yomim. Hadn't lived such a long time. Rav Shuv ben Karcha lived a very long time. So Amar Lo, so Rav Shuv says, katzta b'chayai? What, you want me to die? You're upset that I'm living so long? Why are you asking me that question? No, I'm really rabbi. He says, no, Torahi. I want to learn, right? A little more on the tzarech. I want to learn what you did that you were zocher. So he says, Amrlo miyamai lo nistakalti b'demus adam rasha. I never stared or looked at or I never stared at an evil person. I guess that's a bad thing to do. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Aser la adam lihistakel b'tzelem demus adam rasha. Now that I look at the image, the tzelem demus. Right now, the image of the image, I'm not sure, of a evil person. Shenemar, this pasuk is talking about Yehoram, the king of Israel, who asked from Elisha Hanavi that Elisha should give nevuah for him, and Elisha basically says no. Right? Vayomer Elisha, Chai Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem Amad, Lefanov, Ki Lulei Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, had you not been if you do not have the face of Yehoshaphat, the king, Ani Nosa Im Abit Alechim Merecha, I wouldn't even look at you. So you see that you're not supposed to look at an evil person. I think Pasha Pshah means is like, no, I'm not going to give you Nevuah. But Darsha here, that if not for the fact that you were the king, I wouldn't even look at you. Okay. Rav Elazar says, if you look at an evil person, Einav Kehos, your eyes weaken. Right? I guess you lose sight. Shin Amar, the pasuk says, by Yitzhak, when you want to give a bracha to Esav, it says, Vayizakein, Vayhi Kizakein Yitzhak, Vatichahena Einav Meros. He was going blind. He had difficult seeing. Mishum Distakel Be'esav HaRasha. Because he was always looking, or he was looking at the time at Esav HaRasha. So the Gemara says, "V'hagarmala lei." Is this what caused Yaakov to get Yitzchak to go blind? V'amar Rav Yitzchak, didn't Rav Yitzchak say, "Lo lamati kilas hedjos kal beinecha"? You should never disregard the curse of a simple person. Shari Avimelech kilas Sarah. Avimelech cursed Sarah that she should have weakened eyes. V'niskayim bizara, and it came to fruition in her offspring. Shnei Amar, because Avimelech said to Sarah, "Hinei hulach kesus einayim." So he says to her that you'll have weakened eyes. It came true with Yitzhak. You know, Rashi, the pasuk there, also says that it was the dust from the Avodah Zarah of the woman, smoke, yeah. Right? The smoke. So the tears from the angels, a bunch of them. So the Gemara says, which one is it? So the Gemara says, Hava Hagarmala. No, both of them caused it. Somewhere else we had with Levi, right? The same language with Levi. They said that Levi became lame. And he said, what was the reason? I said, because he was, he's the Kita. Said, that's what caused him? Did it because he said something bad towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu? He says, how long are you? You don't listen to us. We're asking for the rain. Mara says, Hava Hagarmala. The same idea. Right. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Mehacha, how do we know that you're not going to look at an evil person? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Se'es Pnei Rasha Lo Tov. Se'es, the seeing of the face of the Rasha is no good. Okay. B'shas p'tiraso, so when Bishu ben Korach was on his deathbed, Amr lo, so Rebbe says to Rabbi Yeshua, Barcheni, give me a bracha. Amr lo, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach says to Rebbe, Yehi ratzon shetagi ala chatzi yamai. It should be Hashem's will that you should live half as much of time as I live. So he says, that's a bracha. V'lekulo, why can't I live the same life that you have? Why are you cutting me short? Why are you telling me short? Only half. So he says to him, Amr lo, that's great. Habayim acharecha behema yiru, what? Your heirs should become shepherds? You're the Nasi. What do you want your children to do? You want your children to sit around doing nothing? They also have to get to positions of power. The only way they get to the positions and can fulfill their potential is if you go. If you live a long life, you might outlive them, and they'll be nobodies. So you have to pass away in order for your children to reach their potential, and you can't just baby them the whole life. Avua bar'ihi umin yamin bar'ihi. Okay, they're also talking about looking at a bed, stakhlos by Adam Rasha. Chad Amar, one says, Tasi li delo istakel begoy, or kusi, depends on the girsa. I should get schar because I never stared at a non-Jew. And we just changed that because we just said before it's talking about Russia. Now we're talking about just a non-Jew. I don't know. V'chad Amar once said, Tasi li, I should get schar delo avdi shutapos bahade goy. I never had a partnership with a goy. And Tosos asks, well, why is that? You're not allowed? Don't we do partnerships with goyim in order to get rid of the issue of Bechor? We do it all the time. What's the problem? So Tosa says it's because you're not supposed to have, it's something to do with the Shvua. If you have a partnership with the Kusi, it causes them to take an oath. Then he takes Hashem's name, right? Rashi Tosa says, I feel it would be inyan she'enu yochel of all day Shvua, v'afchilu yochel av Shvua yevterenu. You're allowed to, if you have this partnership, if the partnership doesn't cause an oath. But if it causes an oath, no one's allowed to have that partnership. He wouldn't even have the partnership in a situation where it wouldn't cause a shvua. Okay. But again, I was bothered by the fact that the whole thing is that you're not allowed to look by an Adam Rasha, and then one of the Bar-Ihis said that I'd never looked stam at a Kusi or a Goy. Who says they're a Rasha? Right. Shol Talmidav is Rabbi Zeira. So they asked Rabbi Zeira, Vameh Arachta Yomin, last one. Why were you Zocha to such long life?
Rabbi Zeira is not in the Simon that was at the beginning of this sugya. Is there a reason for that?
I don't know. What Simon? Was there a Simon before? Okay. Okay. I don't know. So it was added on afterwards. Shol Talmidav is Rabbi Zeira. So the Talmidav asked Rabbi Zeira, Vameh Arachta Yomin, what caused you to live a long life? Amar Lahem, Amar Lahem, miyamai lo hikbadati b'soch beisi. I wasn't mean at home. I never yelled at home, right? Velotzi adati b'fnei misha gadol m'mani. I never walked before somebody was greater than I. Velo hir harti. I didn't have hirhurim of divrei Torah b'mivos hamitunafos. So in the disgusting places, I didn't think Torah. Velo halachti arba amos below Torah below tefillin. But I never walked 4 amos without Torah or tefillin. I guess that means outside of the makom hatinofos. V'lo yashanti b'beis ha-medrash. I never slept in the beis medrash. Lo she'enas kevav, lo she'enas harai, not even a nap, not a cat nap. V'lo sasti b'takalas chavirai. I never was happy with the downfall of my friend, which is why also we just said before that you're not allowed to have happiness in the downfall of your enemy. Kalachomer, you should be happy with the downfall of your friend, so I'm not sure what that one is. V'lo karati lechavirai b'chachi naso. I never called my friend by an individual nickname. And some say so. It's the same word. But I think one is, Rashi points out, one is a nickname that's given to him, and one is a nickname that's given to the family, both being derogatory. I never use that again. That's a malbim fnei chavero. So why is that something that's so great? Why is that called? I guess do everything right, I guess you're going to be zocheh to a long life. Okay. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah continues talking about the halachas of a base knesses, and now counts certain things that you're not allowed to do in the base knesses because of the kedusha. So it says va'od amar Rav Yehuda, which is because Rav Yehuda was from the previous Mishnah. So Rav Yehuda adds and says base knesses shecharav. So if a shul, even a shul that is destroyed, it still stands with its kedusha. Ein masbidim besocho. We don't do hespedim in the shul. We'll see more of that in the Gemara. Ve'ein mafshilin besocho chavolim. Which I think means that you don't spread out these ropes, which seems, I guess, to tie the ropes, you need a lot of room to tie all these ropes, so you don't do it there. The ain portion lasocho mitsudos, you don't spread out traps, you know, for the animals, to trap the animals. The ain shotchin algago peros, you don't put on its roof to dry out the fruits. I guess the inside was destroyed, but I guess the roof is still there. The ain osin oso kapandria, you can't make it a shortcut, you can't walk through it, which we just said before, that was somebody got was also a long life because he didn't do it, and the Mishnah says that that's a straight halacha. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, how do we know that the shul, the Beis Knesset, maintains its kedusha even post destruction? Shenamar, the pasuk says, this is in the Tochacha, v'hashimosi es mikdashechem, right, which means I will destroy your holy places, right? It says kedushasan af kishem shomimim. It says I will destroy your mikdashechem, which means even though they're destroyed, the destruction comes, they still have kedusha afterwards. It doesn't say mikdashechem hashimosi. It says hashimosi es mikdashechem. Rashi points out, and therefore they can maintain their kedusha even after the destruction. Alu bo asavim. So it's also talking about a shul that Beis Knesset that was destroyed, and it starts growing, you know, grass and weeds start growing in the, where it is. Lo yitlosh, you can't remove them. Mipnei agwas nefesh, because you want people to see it and it'll cause them pain, and they'll daven that we should be zocha for the time when all the shuls will be rebuilt. Tana Rabbanan. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa similar that also lists things that are usher to be done in a Beis Knesset due to its kedusha. Tana Rabbanan. Bate Knesios. In the Bate Knesios, so there's a bunch of Girsos issue here because they get to the Girs and the Tosefta, but a lot of Rishonim have Beis Knesset or Bate Midrashos here as well. Okay, so Bate Knesios, Ain Noagim Behen Kalas Rosh, can't have any levity in them, can't be joking around. Ain Oakland Behen Minchosin Behen, can't eat or drink in them. Most shuls nowadays, either they have, I mean, a lot of shtibles or shuls like ours, you eat Shal Shuddas. You have Kiddush, Hachas Sefer Torah, I'm sure is going to have some food. That's to be halacha to discuss why you're allowed to do that. In Oakland behen, in Shosin behen, the Ain Neosin behen. And Neosin means, it says, you Ain Mitkashtin Lesocho, which I think means you can't adorn yourself while you're in the shul. I mean, get dressed in the shul, put on jewelry in the shul. Right? The Ain Mitailin behen, because you can't, you know, tour around them. You can't just walk around in them, stam. The Ain Nechnasin behen Bachama, you can't use it as a shelter. You can't go into the shul because of the sun in the heat to get cooled off by the air conditioning that's inside. But if it's pouring outside, you're not supposed to run inside to the shul to get protection from the rain. And you're not supposed to do a hesped of an individual. The Gemara will explain what that means. Aval Korin Bahen, you can learn Torah in there. Vishonin Bahen, you can learn Gemara in there. Umaspidin Bahen, Hesped Shal Rabim. And you can do a Hesped of Rabim. Right? That's going to be a Talmud Chacham or somebody that they're coming for his Kavod. I guess in those days the shul was bigger than the funeral home, so that's where they would do it when all the people would come for the Hesped of Talmud Chacham.
We had a
Levayan
here for...
We did, but Rabag specifically passed about that because he felt that Moshe was a gadol in the shul because of all what he did.
Because of that.
That's what Rabbi Obag said.
No, but he says here, right, if you get a crowd...
Many
times you hear that
Levayah Mishol. A lot of times the Rav, you usually don't have like a Stam guy again in Levayah Mishol.
I was in Levayah Mishol a month and a half ago.
What was the person?
A woman.
Really? Interesting.
No, but if the person is a covered person, that the entire Kehillah is going to come...
Yeah, but everyone's right. Like that.
No. No, they're talking about doing a regular via where they're going to have 50 people. You right. Don't do that. Initially.
It says here that's because of Kavod Torah.
Like a but pillar of the community.
Rabbi Olbag was the one who's insisted on that. They weren't going to do that.
I think she. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, but they were like.
They kind of play time to.
But there was a thousand people.
Not the
same time. Could be also. We eat and drink in the shul also now. We do all these things that are different than those halachas.
Yes,
because it's like Mara says, but the knessos are built on Tanai, so maybe that's different also.
I would say if you could have chopped, you could probably have.
Yeah.
I have a mezuzah in the basic knessos.
But that, right. But it's not a dira.
Right.
It's not a dira.
Yes, it's not a.
What?
The knesset.
That's why he allows eating?
Yes, it's worse.
It's worse. The base measure is even higher kedusha.
No, you have more kedusha, but you can do things like have a meal. You can do things like
you can sleep inside.
Well, that's what I thought he did it because the Gemara we'll see in a minute that the shuls nowadays are built al tanai. But
yeah,
right, okay. But it's a machlokes of what that means also.
If you have a dedicated sanctuary, it's very, very difficult.
Right. Well, I know, a lot of the places, the older shuls, they had a separate room that they did where they did the eating and the stuff like that.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, building fund. Let's go. All right. So.
Volunteer and delete it?
Absolutely not. Right, someone asked me to do something, so I said, I give daf. That's it. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Emasai. So when is it that we do that we don't let, this is about the grass, right? Emasai, be yeshuvan. Aval b'chorbanan, when there's a korban, leave it alone and allow the grass. Okay, this whole thing about the grass again. The Gemara says, we had this whole brisa, no one mentioned anything about grass, and all of a sudden Rabbi Yehuda talks about, oh, if the grass is growing when it's there, you take it out. If it's destroyed, you leave it. Who's talking about grass? And so the Gemara says, again, chisur mechzra. There's something missing in the text. There's some key words, connecting words that are missing in the text of the Tosefta. V'hachi ketani. And this is how you have to read the brisa. U'michabin osam, right, you clean up. Right, you clean up the area of the shul. Umarbitzin osam, and you pour water so there's no dust, right? These are the dust floors, so you make sure it's dust, the dust doesn't rise. Kadesh lo yalu b'hanasavim, so they don't grow weeds and grass. And our Yehuda Emesai, when is that the case? That is b'yishuvan, when they're extant, right? Ava b'chorbanon, when they're destroyed, menichin osam, you leave the grass to grow, la'alos, alu b'hanasavim lo yitlos, when the grass grows, you don't take them out, and they agmas nefesh, going to cause people to have pain, so they'll daven that this should be rebuilt. Amr, here's the key qualifier, which is a major machlok to show him. Amr of Asi, Bate Kinasio Shabobavel, Al Tanai Heinasuyim. They're made Al Tanai. And what does that mean? Al Tanai Heinasuyim? Right? The Afo Pikain, and even though they're built Al Tanai, nevertheless, a couple things you still can't do no matter what. Ain no again by Kalas Rosh. You can't do any Kalas Rosh. Uma Niyu, what is that? Cheshbonos. You can't talk business in the shul. So what does it mean that they're built Al Tanai? So Tosros, so the three-way machlokas are showing him. Tosros and the Rosh and the Ran is Chidushim, the Orzarua, they all say that what does it mean Al-Tanai? The Al-Tanai means only when they're destroyed. So based Knesset Bechorbanon in Bavel, then they don't have all the Kedusha. Tosros says,
we built this building Al-Tanai.
Okay, fine, that's wonderful. Tosros says, Rotzilomar, Kolzman Shein Betalim. So long as that they're batel and they're destroyed, then the Tanai allows the Kedusha to dissipate, but not when they're built. Right? The Hachazin and Bebrais Leel, we'll see in a moment, Tosafot brings Rayos, where you have these Amorayim who are dealing with destroyed shuls and they're still concerned about Kedusha. That's what Tosafot says, Now there is a... Right, that's Tosos. Then there's a Rashi in the Orzarua. They say that's even talking about when the shuls are built. Right, so Rav Moshe in his Truva about eating in the shul says that it's al tanai, and they say so we're so mechon that shita that says that the tanai you built al tanai, it doesn't necessarily have certain levels of kedusha, and therefore you can do certain things, I guess like chopped and other things you can do to in the shul. There is another shita, I think it's the Ramban, the Rashba says that means that there's no difference between when it's built or when it's destroyed. The tanai works that you can eat and drink in the shul if you need to. If there's no other choice. If you need to, whatever it is, like the hurricane, when people didn't have any place to go, so we had food, you know, in the shul. So that's sort of three-way machlokas about how to do it. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I think Paskins like Shitas Tosos. So you have to go figure out, you know, that's a whole, again, we don't do halacha here, we do daf yomi. So they have to figure out what the halacha is to figure out about eating and drinking in the shul. Most of the time we don't have people sleeping. I think the main thing in the shuls that people do differently is the eating and drinking. Right? And when a lot of shuls, they just have we do it also. Roll out the tablecloths, you know, Shvina Arai. I don't know if that's Keva, I don't know. Depends how long the speech is. Right, it probably depends how long the speech is. Right, okay. So, what? Yeah, you want to say something.
I wanted to say that Rabbi Yosha had a shaylik on sukkah.
Right.
The guy falls asleep in shul, you have to wake him up.
Oh, because he's sleeping outside the sukkah. Okay. My
and no Hadi Paskin.
You have to wake him up.
My cousin's grandfather once was sleeping at the speech, so my cousin woke him up and he turned to me and goes, sometimes sleep is a matter of opinion. So that's it. Okay. Okay, so Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi said, "Beis Knesses Shemach Shvinim Bo Cheshbonos." Any shul where they choshev cheshbonos, which we said was business matters, malinim bo there's a mace. That's where you place the mace. You know, so wait a second. That's what, like if you do cheshbonos, you have a chiyuv to put a mace in there. What does that mean? He says, "No." Gemara says, "Malinim sagadaitach lo sagid lo hachi." Better not to. He says, "Ella l'sop shalinim bo mace mitzvah." The end of the, if you end up in a shul that everyone's talking business. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the shul where the mace is going to end up being there. There's going to be a mace mitzvah somewhere. You're not going to know where to put it. This shul doesn't have so much kavod for the shul itself. And at the end of the day, there's going to be lack of kavod, and the mace is going to end up being in there. Okay. And then the Mishnah said that the batei knesses, you don't eat, you don't drink, and they ain't neosin bahem, which we said seem to adorn yourself or getting dressed in there. And Amar Avra, chachamim v'tamidehem mutarim. They're allowed to do this. Where? But that's in the base measures, I think. The Amar Abishua Levi, my Bei Rabbanon, why do they call the Beis Medrash the Bei Rabbanon? It's Beis of the Rabbanon. It's their house. And therefore, since it's their house, they can do things that they regularly do in the house. They can do things in the Beis Medrash. You can't use it as shelter. So So Gemara says, Kiha, the Ravina, the story of Ravina, the Rav Ad, the Bar Masna, Havakami, Vashali Shilta, they were standing outside, Meirava, they were standing outside the Shul, I guess, and they were speaking in Torah, and from they asked a question from Rava, Asa Zilcha de Mitra, and it started to rain. So Ayla Lebe Kanishta, and they went into the Shul. So Amri, they said, oh, don't think we went into the Shul just to protect us from the rain. Amri, Hada Alina Lebe Kanishta, La Mishul Mitra, was it because of the rain? El Mishum de Shmaita Ba'it Silusa. Limud, right, needs to be Kiyoma de Istana. In order to learn properly, you have to be like in a calm area. And since we were no longer in a calm area, we had to go back, we had to go into the shul, but it was for our learning, not for the shelter. Right, the learning is the excuse, but not the rain. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava, right, say that, what's that to wife? My Tova, I can't wash the dishes tonight, I'm preparing for daf. She said, you'll prepare later. So, Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava, the Rav Ashi. Okay, let's say you have to go, there's somebody in the shul, and you have to go get them. How do you go into the shul to get them? What are you supposed to do? My, how are you supposed to do? You're not allowed to go into shul for no purpose. No shul purpose. You're not allowed to go in for. So Amrlei, each shul b'mei rabbanan, if the guy's a bit of a talmid chacham, let me hilchasa, walk inside and learn halacha. Itan hu leim masnisa, and if he knows how to learn mishnayos, so go inside and learn a little mishnayos. V'ikaru hu leim psukim, and if he just knows psukim, walk inside and say psukim, say some sort of divrei Torah inside. The elod, if he doesn't know what to do, leim leyinuka, he should walk up to the children and say emali psukech, tell me what you're learning. Ask somebody else to give you a divrei Torah. Right, inami nishay porta v'nekom, none of those. So stay a little bit, sit in the shul a little bit, get him and sit there, because just sitting in the shul itself is a mitzvah. Just don't go in and don't go out. There are ways to go get the person. Okay, I think all these halachas are in Siman Kuf and Aleph. Everyone can have halacha. For homework, look up Siman Kuf and Aleph for all these halachas. Okay, the Mishnah then said, "Umaspidin behen hesped shel rabim." You can do a hesped of the rabim. So hechidam hesped of the rabim. What's considered a hesped of the rabim? Machbe rechizda. So just appointed, you're going to hesped of the kai beber of sheshes, like the hesped that will be for Rav Sheshes, you know, if and when he dies, right? Machbe Rav Sheshes said, "You're going to hesped of the kai beber rechizda," and he said, "No, it's rechizda." It's like every time the rabbis get up to speak, they always praise each other. He's the greatest rabbi. He's the greatest rabbi. Him. Like, that's what they were doing. Okay, Rafram Aspide Lekalesei Bebe Kanishta. Rafram, who's the name of a Chacham, he gave the Hesped for his daughter-in-law in the shul. Right, Rafram Bar Papa is usually, but this may be a different Rafram. It doesn't say Rafram Bar Papa, but it could be, you're right, it could be. So he gave a Hesped for his daughter. If that's the case, it was to be Rav Papa's granddaughter-in-law. Okay, so Aspide Lekalesei Bebe Kanishta. Amar Mishum Yikaridi Dei Udemisei Asukli Alma. It's because of my kavod that they all came. That's why it's considered Hesped the Rabbim. It's not, and it's allowed in the shul. Rab Zeira Sapte Lahume Rabban Beknishta. Rab Zeira gave a Hesped to one of the Chachamim in shul. Amar Im Mishum Yikaridi Im Mishum Yikaridi Dei De Misa Asakuli Alma. It's either because of my kavod or the kavod of the mace. They all came. Therefore, it's called Hesped the Rabbim. If a lot of people are going to come, but maybe right. A lot of days, most of the time, a lot of funerals now. Tons of people come. Yeah, so and nobody works. They'll come to the funerals. Okay. Reish Lakish Sapte Luhut Surma Rabbanan. Reish Lakish gave a hesbed to one Talmid Chacham, the Shechicha Ba'Arad Yisrael. Because this Talmid Chacham would regularly be in Eretz Yisrael. I guess he was one of those guys who traveled back and forth. Reish Lakish, I believe, is in Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish is a Rav Yochanan, so it's in Eretz Yisrael. And this Talmid Chacham, I guess, would travel. He says, the Shechicha Ba'Arad Yisrael. Not that he lived there, but oftentimes he's in Eretz Yisrael. The Havutani Hilchasa Be'esrim Ba'Abrashurasa. He would teach Mishnayos to 24 rows of Talmidim. This was a big, he was a teacher. Va'amar, and they said about him, Vai Chasra Arad Yisrael Gavaraba. Woes to us that Eretz Yisrael now lost a great person. He was a Malamid, and he 24 rows of Talmidim now are out their teacher. Hahu Dahave Tane Hilchasa. So this seems to be that there's somebody, this is a person in Bavel, based on the extension of the story, he would teach Hilchasa, which they bring down here. Rashi seems to indicate that that's Mishnayos, and Sifra v'Sifrei, he would bring the Midrashei Halachos, Vitosefta, also the Brisos on Shas, Shachav, and he died. So he's taught more than Mishnayos. He taught a lot, right? Asu v'Amrulei l'Rav Nachman. They said to Rav Nachman, Lisbedeimar, we should. This person didn't teach it. He learned it himself. So they said to Rav Nachman, you should give him a hesped. So Amar Hechi Nisbedei. How or why should I give him a hesped? Haitzana demili sefer dechaser. He's like an empty basket. He's like a basket full of svarim. Right? That's all he is. He didn't give it over. He just is a basket full of svarim. He didn't teach it over. Tachazi ma ben takipe da arad Yisrael chasidi the bavel. So Gemara says, you see here the difference between those talmidei chachamim in Eretz Yisrael and those in Bavel. I guess because in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish was masbid, and in Bavel, Rav Nachman didn't want to give masbid to talmid chacham. I guess because he didn't learn by others and teach others. Okay. Tanan Hasam, we learn over there. There is Mishnah Avos. This is Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Hillel said, Udishtamish b'taga chalef. Whoever uses his Keter Torah is going to be leave the world. You can't use the Keter Torah to gain honor or glory. So Tani Reish Lakish, zeh hamishtamish misha shon halachos kitra shel Torah. Mishtamish kol Torah means that zeh mishtamish misha shon halachos kitra shel Torah. What does that mean? This is the person who learns halachos. He has the crown of Torah, right? Amar Ula said, "Lishtamish inish."
I'm talking about somebody who's getting benefit from it.
Right, that's what I thought he meant. But what's Reish Lakish saying? I'm not sure. Yeah, but Amar Ula says, "Lishtamish inish b'mande tani arba, v'lo lishtamish b'mande masne arba." Same thing. So the person should follow somebody who learned 4 Sidri Mishnayis, but he shouldn't be mishtamish somebody who learned 4 Sidri Gemara. I'm not sure what this means.
Somebody using that person.
Right.
I think he's adding to it.
Someone who taught it, but not just learned it.
So then, what can you do with them? You can grab onto them. What does mishtamish mean? What does that mean to be a shamish too? You should service them.
The old school is suggesting he's learning without paying for the. For the lessons, so he's getting it gratuitously.
So you're saying you should do that?
Yeah,
I don't know. Gemara's gonna give a story. Maybe that will help us. Kihad the Reish Lakish have a azuba orcha. Reish Lakish is on the way. Mata orkim adimaya. So he got to this this pond, like a puddle. Asahu gavra akrave katvei. And this person came and wanted to put Reish Lakish on his shoulder so Reish Lakish wouldn't get wet. The kama avrele was carrying him across. Amrele, so Reish Lakish said to this person, Karis, have you learned the Torah? Amrele, Karina, yeah, I know how to learn psukim. Tanis, did you learn Mishnayis? He says, Tanina, I learned arba am sidre Mishnah. I learned 4 sidre Mishnah. I guess they didn't learn Taharos and Kachim. I don't know which of the four, which of the two of the six they don't learn.
Yet.
What?
So
I think it's Taros. Is it Taros and Kachin they didn't learn?
Maya, Nashim, and Azikin, they did learn. So which is the other one?
Right. Which is the fourth one? I thought Zrayim they would learn.
No.
Kachin. Yes, Kachin.
They did learn Kachin. Yeah, so they didn't learn Zrayim and Taros.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
coincidentally, there's no Gemara. Correct. There's no. Right. Abra Mesidra Mishnah. Amar Lei, Pasalt Lecha Abre Ture. Have you learned the 4 Sidre Mishnayos? V'ta'anta bar lakish akatvei. Oh, he said, Pasad lach abiturei, you learned 4 Sidre Mishnayos, v'ta'anta bar lakish akatvei, and then you're carrying me? How can you, I can't get benefit from you. How can you do that? Shadi bar lakasha b'maya. So he says, throw Reish Lakish into the water. I can't get benefit from you. Amar lei, nichle da'ash mi'inan lemar. I want to be mishamishu. It's good for me to be mishamishu. Ihachi, if that's the case, that then gemor minei haimilsa, you have to learn something from me. Reish Lakish says, if you're going to carry me, you have to learn something from me. Dam Rab Zeir, and he teaches him out of the blue. Benosi Yisrael hinei chumul atzmon shafila rose tipas dam kirchardol yoshes lav shivas nikiyim. He gives the halacha about women that even though midoraisa, there's a difference between zavla gedola and anida. He says, oh, that they would, if for every spot of blood they would watch shev nikiyim, which only applies to a zavla gedola. We apply it now to every woman. Okay,
thanks.
So what? I don't know why that's what he did. That's, I don't know, that, what, I mean, okay. So, Tani de Be'elio, we learned in the Brisa of Elio and Avi, Kol HaShona Halachos. Shona, how do you translate Shona?
Learn?
Yeah. So, I want to say Halomid. Kol HaShona Halachos, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. He's promised to be a Ben Olam Haba. Shona Emar, the Pasuk says, Halichas Olam Lo, Halichas for a world, Altikri Halichos, Ella Halachos. When we learn Halachos, we'll have the Olam. Okay? Stop here. Pick up tomorrow.